The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, one of your co-hosts on the Money Makeover Show this morning. My colleague Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, also in the studio this morning. And, of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. Wow. You got your shopping done? Everybody, what about the group here in the studio? It's,
yeah, okay. What shopping are you talking about?
Craig just kind of went, and Jamie, I'm sure you're all done, right?
What shopping are you talking about?
Some of it's
done.
Yeah. I think that's where a lot of us are. And by the way, I do want to put out the alert here, folks at UPS and FedEx are running behind by about 7 days right now on getting their packages delivered.
I heard about that. I heard that if you want to make sure that something mailed gets to whoever you're mailing it to by Christmas, today is the last day to make sure that that happens.
What is it?
It's like 11 or 12 days to Christmas.
Yeah, well, apparently, according to this article from CBS MarketWatch Online, UPS and FedEx both built out to a certain capacity based on what the retailers were saying they were expecting as far as shipping and packages. But e-commerce sales, that is online, have been higher than retailers expected. So there are a lot more packages going out, an average of 2.5 packages, or about between 2 and 3 packages per order. So
yeah, some of the people that we know that work for some of these, for the U.S. Postal Service and UPS and FedEx and so on and so forth, some of the people we know that work for them are saying they have never seen so much stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of stress. They're running like crazy trying to get things out there. And also, by the way, retailers have been offering free shipping, and that's up to almost 90% of them now. And they're tending to choose slower and cheaper methods of shipping. So that's also slowing things down.
Yeah, I ordered something not even during the Christmas rush about a month ago, and had it done standard shipping, and it took 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if they gave it to somebody who said, can you walk to Texas? And
yeah, well, I've seen some skateboarders out, so maybe that was those guys. Anyway, so word to the wise, today's just about the day, as you were saying, Jamie, to be able to get anything to someone by the time we get to Christmas.
Right.
Even online. So that may be good things for actually the brick-and-mortar retail store, though.
That's correct.
Because now you got to go in, if you've been late, and go in and buy something from a standalone store somewhere. Hmm? So maybe we're going to see a big crush at the malls now as everybody's rushing in to try and get stuff, get their hands on it so they can get it to somebody themselves.
Yeah, I don't know if people are just window shopping, but all the malls that I've seen are packed.
Yeah. So there's an indicator. You know, I've got a whole bunch of stuff here on economic indicators and all these things from pundits. Hey, things are terrible, things are great, and everything in between. So we'll take a look at some of those things. How in the world do you make any plans for what you're doing based on all this data? Well, we'll try and cut through some of that for you. And, of course, we're going to talk about the increased volatility we may see this week because the Federal Reserve, our buddies over there, are meeting.
We get to talk about that again, don't we?
Yeah. Well, we'll chat about it. We'll chat about it. Also, I want to mention a couple of things that some people are doing to kind of take this volatility up and down, merry-go-round and sideways, et cetera, out of their portfolios. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk a little bit about something we all may be needing at some point in our lives, and that is long-term care. New ways to pay for it, new ways to get more than double or triple duty out of different vehicles you may already have to be able to do long-term care. So let's talk about that. Get you smarter and better equipped to deal with everything financial. And when we come right back from this break, by the way, if you got a question in between, here's our number, 800-332-7879. We're going to be playing commercials here for a couple of minutes. So it's time for you to be able to get your question in while the commercials are playing. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Call us now. We'll give you our confidential free consultation.
In 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes flat. Give us a call now. We'll be waiting for your call on the Money Makeover Show.
American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. For the cold, wet winter months, would an automatic overhead garage door opener be a great Christmas gift for your grandparents or even a gift to yourself? American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company is the only overhead door company that offers a lifetime warranty on your garage door. American Overhead Door Company, selling American-made overhead doors. American Overhead Door Company, with all the American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442. That's 979-836-4442. And ask about their lifetime warranty on your door. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from American Overhead Door Company.
Have you thought of Western gifts for Christmas? The Brenham Saddle Shop has a complete line of Western wear. Boots, hats, jeans, belts, buckles, and many gift items that include Western decor, bedding, Montana silversmith jewelry, cologne, knife sheaths, and case knives. Bring your Christmas list to the Brenham Saddle Shop and let them help you fill it. Family owned and operated for 55 years, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5:30. Se habla Espanol, layaway available.
Standards Home Health and Hospice, covering all of Central Texas, is your local hometown health care provider. Their experienced, reliable staff provides the highest quality care and the comfort and convenience of your home. And when you must make the decision for hospice care, Standards' compassionate and professional team is here for you and your family. Call 1-888-671-7007 for a free in-home consultation. That's 1-888-671-7007 for Standards Home Health and Hospice, raising the standards in healthcare.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan. And we are here to thank you for your support of Higgins South Store, located at 2236 Market.
I've been there, and it is awesome. Great fashion, shoes, jewelry, and gift items at low prices. Bargains galore, the best shopping in all of Washington County.
Come see us. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. We're located at the Sutherland Shopping Center.
Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
The end of 2015 is almost here, and so are the year-end clearance savings at Washington County Tractor and WC Tractor. Save thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars at our year-end clearance. Go online to WCTractor.com or call or stop by one of our locations in Brenham, Bryan, Sealy, Navasota, or Temple for all the great deals. Truly unbelievable deals during our year-end clearance sale. See online at WCTractor.com or stop by any WC Tractor location today to see it for yourself. WC Tractor, saving you money.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Have an office in Houston, about a mile and a half from all the hubbub around the Galleria. We're on St. James Place and San Felipe. Many of you may know that the Marathon Oil Tower, that big reddish granite building, is right there on the corner. Good place to be able to figure out where we are, just right down the street from there. And, of course, we have a Central Texas office, downtown Brenham on Main Street, atrium building right across from the courthouse. I know you're busy running around, doing shopping, all kinds of stuff, making plans, getting stuff done to the house, whatever it is. But you've got a few minutes, 30 to 45 minutes even. Come on by the office. We'll have a cup of coffee with you. Free review of where you stand right now. Lots of you have come in and done that, and we love meeting you. And we will just answer your questions to the best of our ability about maybe some old stuff. Jamie, a lot of times people bring in old insurance policies, old annuities, all kinds of things, statements from brokerage accounts or IRAs or that kind of stuff. And we just take a look with you and we say, okay, here's where you are on this right now. Many times you're just perfectly fine with whatever you're doing. And when that happens, what do we say?
Well, you know, it's a great time to take a look at that stuff because a lot of times those old contracts have provisions in them that you simply weren't aware of. Mm-hmm. Your life changes over time, and sometimes the provisions that are in the contract weren't of concern to you at that time. If it's just one of those things that, oh, okay, it's in there. But now it may be one of those things that's really a good thing for you. So it's really important to review those old contracts periodically to make sure they're still doing what you wanted them to do, or maybe there are things that they can do for you now that you simply weren't aware of. So absolutely, it's a good time to come in and take a look at those.
Well, and especially for we've had several people who've come in over recent weeks who have been curious about using some old stuff that they've already got and turning it into another use, like, for instance, with long-term care. Mm-hmm. We've had some people who've come in lately and said, we've heard you talk about this on the air before, that you might be able to use an old annuity or an old cash value life insurance policy and turn that into a long-term care vehicle, but still have it do what it was meant to do in the first place, possibly, which is pay off like a life insurance policy or be able to be an annuity type of product still. So there's always something, two or three uses for that one thing that you may already have, and maybe you don't need it just for the annuity function or just for the life insurance policy.
Yeah, it's possible to repurpose some of these old contracts and to a new purpose, to change what the need was for originally. Mm-hmm. If you have old annuity contracts, a lot of the old annuity contracts, the only way to get money out of them, if they're tax-deferred annuities, is to make withdrawals and your tax on all the gain first when you take it out. If you were to transfer that money to a new annuity contract that has long-term care provisions and has the proper wording in it, it's possible to get money out of that contract tax-free mm-hmm. for long-term care benefits. One of the only ways that I know of to get money out of a tax-deferred annuity tax-free. And so it is important to take a look at that. And as you had mentioned, the life insurance policies can do the same thing. Somebody's going to get the money, either in the form of a death benefit, or you're going to get it in the form of a long-term care benefit, or if you just say, things have changed, give me my money.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. So somebody's going to get the money.
There you go. So, again, if you want to learn more about those things as well, you can come in. And we'll just take you through the process, look at whatever you're bringing in with you, whether it's an old annuity contract or a life insurance contract. We'll take a look at it and say, yes, here are your possibilities, or no, it won't work with this, but at least you'll know, and you can make better plans. That's the whole idea, is to make better decisions based on knowledge. And we do give out tons of knowledge every time somebody comes by for the free review. Let me give you our office phone number, by the way. And I'll give it again before we get to the bottom of the hour. But our office number, give us a call over there. Sharon will set you up with a time to come in. All right, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. We also have a great website. Welcome to send us questions on that or look around at all the different teaching tools, learning things you can look at about how stuff works. It's right there on our website, and that is?
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Get all of it in there, MoneyMakeOverTeam.com, and absolutely go by the website, take a look at it. A lot of great information there, and you can send us emails, or you can also listen live, or there are even podcasts of old shows if you had some weeks where you didn't get to listen, mm-hmm. or if there was a particular topic that you like somebody else to, you know, refer them, say, listen, there we had a really good show where they covered this particular topic. Great opportunity to get that information out there.
Well, and those of you who would like to know more about the business climate and some of the things going on in Washington County and Brenham, last week on Wednesday, was it Wednesday or Monday?
Wednesday,
that's right. No, I'm getting my, you know, you can tell I'm in the Christmas crusher. Anyway, we had Paige, Michelle, and Clint Colby from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, and they kind of caught us up with everything from 2015.
Yeah, they did a great job. We were very fortunate that they were able to take some time out of their busy schedule to come by and talk about all the things that the chamber is doing.
Well, and the look ahead at 2016 mm-hmm. Was terrific as well. And those of you who have any kind of business in this whole area, or maybe you're a Houston or Austin listening audience company and you're thinking about relocating and expanding, great information for you on there as well. Or if you are looking for work somewhere, lots of information coming from those guys about expanding businesses and different opportunities and even some job training programs that are coming up. So great stuff, and we are very happy to have them. So that's the kind of stuff we have on this program, along with things about how do you invest your money, should you pay your house off, when do I give my kids any money, can I write this off, can I do that? Again, lots of info right here on the Money Makeover Show every Monday and Wednesday morning from about 9 to 10 a.m. Let's talk a little bit about what everybody's going to be talking about this week, of course, and that's that the Federal Reserve is meeting Wednesday. Everyone's expecting, well, most to everyone, that we're going to get a 0.25% hike in interest rates.
So 25 basis points, 0.25%.
Mm-hmm.
Increase in interest rates is, I mean, that's the expectation. But I think last time the Fed met, that was the expectation. It didn't happen.
Yeah, and you know, it's so interesting what happened when nothing happened, right? and that is everybody, the consensus was, I would say 85% or so of the consensus at least, was that the Fed should have hiked by 25 basis points then, because by not doing anything, a lot of folks felt that it was a signal that they did not have faith in the economy. So I thought that was a very interesting turnabout of things, because rates have been way down. All of you who are trying to get interest off your bank accounts knows this, right? Interest rates have been way down, and that certainly hasn't been helping consumers who depend on those rates. But if you're wanting to borrow money, start a business, need capital, invest in other things, it's a great thing because you're hardly paying anything.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about this morning is expectations for 2016. And it's kind of interesting. There was an article written by a guy named John Wagner, who is a investing columnist, former investing columnist for USA Today. And he's been writing articles, money management articles for a long, long time. And he addresses that very thing, what you can expect in 2016 when it comes to rising short-term interest rates. Because, as you had mentioned, the Feds are talking about it. And he talks about it from the perspective of the investor and the person who deposits their money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
What can you expect if the Feds raise their interest rates? And the expectation from the general public is, well, if interest rates go up, I'm going to earn more money on my CDs or money market or those types of things. And John Wagner says the bottom line is this: banks are flush with deposits, so they're not going to be making any juicy offers to you to get you to attract more money to the bank. So the bottom line is, generally CD rates are determined by the bond market, not by interest rates. And as those of you who have been paying attention, the bond markets are not doing very well, and therefore rising interest rates by the Fed does not necessarily mean you're going to be making more money with your deposits at the bank or the credit union or wherever you have money invested. it's probably not going to cause interest rates to go up and returns. So I found that kind of interesting,
mm-hmm.
because most of us think that that will happen, and it looks like, no, that's not true.
Yeah, and we've already got a rough time in a lot of the bond market, not just here in, mm-hmm. you know, the U.S., but other countries as well. And, you know, when interest rates go up, what happens to the price of bonds?
Go down.
Yeah. So, again, not always a big blessing to everybody. So just consider it accordingly. Yes, there are other ways to do things. There are other ways to earn more returns and still keep some safety in there for those of you who get nervous about things. And we certainly have had some tough days here lately in the markets. So, again, a little prudence, a little bit of extra care with what you're doing, and that really does make a difference. Before we go to the break, where are the stock averages right now, Jamie?
Right now, the markets are generally down. I know we had a big drop on Friday. Dow Jones right now is down almost 70 points. The S&P 500 is down 9, and the NASDAQ is down 25 points. But what that translates to, it's kind of interesting, all of them are about 0.5% down.
Yeah. So, again, not a lot of movement at this point in the day. We had some generally down days last week. So what does that mean? And are there things that you can do? How should you be looking at this as an investor in your IRA, 401k, 403b, various things? How should you be looking at it? And what can you do about it? We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back after we have a little break coming up in a couple of minutes. But again, you know, you can't just look at everything every single day. You're going to go crazy if you do that.
Well, it's interesting, too, because, first of all, I want to congratulate Brent Neal and Lanny, his new bride, on their wedding. We had a good time at the wedding on Saturday, and Doug, I think, is taking care of still of relatives.
He's got a house full of relatives right now, yes.
One of the questions that we get when we get in big meetings like that is, what are the expectations coming up for the coming year?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come back from the break, we'll talk about some of those things and volatility and ways to try and control some of that volatility.
Yeah, there you go. So if you got questions in between, though, if somebody's pitching you some possible answers to these volatility questions, hey, we'd love to hear about them. Why don't you give us a call right now while the breaks are on and discuss it with us right now, and we'll go back and forth on pros and cons of whatever that might be. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Jamie, and Craig Montana on the Money Makeover Show.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
This holiday season, there's no better place to shop than in downtown Brenham. Start your day off with breakfast at the Brenham Grill in the Ant Street Inn at 107 West Commerce Street. Or have lunch or dinner at the Brenham Grill. You'll enjoy the historic decor and relaxed atmosphere with a variety of American, Mexican, and Italian food, steaks, and salad. Then make sure you visit the Backlot Gallery at 308 South Park Street behind Ant Street Inn. You'll find 8 artists in one location exhibiting their works of art in paintings, jewelry, sculpture, and pottery. Enjoy beautiful art to view or to buy. The Backlot Gallery is open Friday and Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday from 11 till 4. Before you leave on that holiday road trip, bring your vehicle in for everything from a basic wash to a full detail, tinting for all sizes, and state inspections. Brenham Detail and Tinting is located at 403 South Market Street, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and on Saturdays by appointment by calling 836-2144. Gift certificates are also available at Brenham Detail and Tinting. In downtown Brenham, you can get everything you need for your holiday gift giving.
During this holiday season, we would like to say thank you for continuing to patronize our business. We have been taking care of residents of Washington County and surrounding areas for 35 years. Ooh, that's a long time. We have enjoyed every minute. We sure have developed some awesome friendships with so many of our customers. What an honor. Merry Christmas to all and best wishes for the new year. Look forward to seeing you at Brenham Tire and Auto Center, 605 South Bluebell Road, 979-836-4811. Visit our website, BrenhamTire.com, or like us on Facebook.
With heartfelt thanks for your business, Kavaiza Catering in Blyberville wishes you and yours happy holidays. Their wish for you is a holiday season filled with love, the fellowship of family and friends, and a healthy and happy new year. Instead of ketchup on any cut of meat you grill or bake at home, pick up Herbert's Barbecue Sauce, available at Dan's Meat Market, Brookshire Brothers, and at HEB Food Store in Brenham. Skavisa's Catering looks forward to catering your next special occasion in the new year. Happy holidays.
Ballard and Fleetwood are your local Washington County attorneys, providing quality legal representation in a variety of legal practice areas, including criminal defense, family law, juvenile law, personal injury, business law, and wills and trusts. Need immediate representation or other legal assistance? Call 979-836-9990. Their initial consultation is free and without obligation. Call 979-836-9990. Ballard and Fleetwood Law Offices, 200 East Alamo in Brenham. Visit them online at BrenhamLawyers.com. Ballard and Fleetwood, PLLC, wishing you happy and safe holidays.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Again, our phone number, I said I'd give that out again for the office. You got a few minutes to come by, ask some questions, maybe pick up a copy of our income and expense worksheet so you can, in your spare time, just write a few notes down about where your money's going so you can get a better handle on that. And also, the net worth worksheet. What do you own versus what do you owe? Easy, easy. And then, of course, we also have another sheet for you of special items to gather before you're going to go see an estate attorney or an attorney to do your wills, your power of attorney, your medical directives, all of those things that you need to really have, number one. And number two, if you do have them already, if it's been a while since you've looked at everything and gone over it with your attorney, good idea to make plans to do that sooner than later. So those kind of things we got you all taken care of with. Glad to hand those to you. Want to come by the office at 105 East Main. We're on the bottom floor, Neil Financial Group. And we'll print out some copies of them for you. And you can take them with you. That way you can give something productive. Even if you don't have time to come in and sit down and chat for a while and ask questions, you're welcome to have copies of those so you can do something about your own family situation and maybe even a business situation. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the questions we get is, I'm not sure where to start. Well, that's a good starting point.
Yeah.
Is to work out your budget. That's a real good exercise. Find out where your money is going. Sometimes your spouse may not be too happy about what you find out, but it's a good idea to go ahead and get that process started. And then your net worth worksheet is kind of like your report card. Hopefully your net worth is going up every year. Not always does that happen.
You have more than what you owe. That's really the bottom line, isn't it? That's your bottom line, hopefully. And the thing about this exercise is it helps you maybe reroute some things.
Sure.
So that you can get to where that bottom line on the net worth statement says you have more than what you owe.
Yeah, it's better than just sticking your head in the sand and saying, I'm just going to ignore it.
Easy to think about doing that, but no. So, again, glad to get you those things and the will worksheet as well, just to help you get a little bit ahead going into 2016. Speaking of 2016, lots of folks, investment pundits and all that, are coming out with their what they think is going to be happening in 2016. Again, we have the Federal Reserve Board members meeting this week. Markets have been volatile the last several days. All ahead of that and everything else that mixes in with all this volatility, whether it's terrorism or other items that might be coming into that. Bottom line, everybody pretty much thinks it's a foregone conclusion that the Feds will raise interest rates a quarter of a percent coming up this week. Going to be choppy in the market, so not just this week, but what are you seeing, Jamie, now about where things are heading and what we might do ourselves to kind of make things better for ourselves no matter which way things are going? You know, we've got like a monthly planner sort of thing of kind of moves that we can make as individuals to sort of keep ourselves going.
Yeah, well, we'll go back to this article that John Wagner wrote because he covered several different areas of the economy, things to think about when it comes to your finances. We had talked about what his take was on the rising interest rates. And what about corporate earnings, since we're talking about some of that this morning? And we can talk about what's the expectation in 2016 when it comes to corporate earnings. And John Wagner makes the very valid point that corporate earnings are the engine behind the stock market, because if the companies aren't making money, the stock market's not going to do very well. Well, the prediction is from a research facility called Yardeni Research that there are a bunch of stock analysts. The expectation is that the S&P 500 index will rise 9.3% in 2016, meaning that corporate earnings are doing pretty well. But that doesn't mean that that's going to be a reflection of the market necessarily, because even with rising earnings, the forecast has enough unknowns to make 2016, as we're expecting, as you've mentioned several times, Tony, is going to be kind of bumpy. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting. He says, how do you dampen volatility in your portfolio? Guess what he says? Make sure that your portfolio is well diversified, just like we always talk about.
Wow. We're in the same spot.
Imagine that. Be well diversified.
Okay.
Okay, what about oil prices? Well, this article must have been written several months ago. Oil prices, the expectation was that this year that the bottom had per barrel had hit in August at $40 a barrel. Well, obviously that's not true, because we're now at $35 a barrel. Mm-hmm. But the expectation by most people is that oil prices are going to fluctuate somewhere between $40 and $60 a barrel this coming year. Mm-hmm. If it goes up to $60, that would be good news. The expectation is that all the energy companies are not going to do very well this year.
Mm-hmm.
Other things in your portfolio, some things that we have to think about in 2016 is, when it comes to the economy, 2016 is also an election year.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it's interesting to kind of take a look at things in an election year, what generally happens in the economy when it comes to the election year. And the prediction here by Mr. Wagner is that the 2016 stock market will be a better indicator of what the results of the election are going to be. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, historically, what they've seen is between July 31st and October 31st, if the stock market goes up, 8 times out of 10, the incumbent party is reelected. Just makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Things are going well, so 8 times out of 10.
They'll keep it going, right?
No, they'll keep it going. Mm-hmm. If the market is down between July 31st and October 31st, the incumbent party will be replaced. What's interesting about that, though, is because we have the Senate, we have the House of Representatives, and we have the president. So the fact that we have different parties in charge, I'm not sure how that applies here.
Mm-hmm. So, it's really a mixed bag. I think the main thing, the bottom line for all of us is to do as much as we can to remove some volatility if we have investments. And also, do something that makes sense for each one of us in our own particular family situations. You can't go by all these different opinions.
Correct.
That are out there floating around, because you'll go nutty trying to figure everything out. Pick a good course that you can feel good with, feel comfortable with, and stay on track to do the best for yourself and your family. And there are so many things to do and so many ways of doing that it's not just how you're investing your 401k or your IRA.
Now, one of the questions we get in regard to your portfolio is, well, what about investing internationally? And it's kind of interesting. A point that is in the article that we don't often think about is the fact that even if we have growth in the economy globally, if international companies are doing well and you own international companies and their value rises, mm-hmm. well, the thing you have to think about in regard to that is there's an additional variable there, and that's the value of the dollar.
Yep. Well, and today the dollar is down.
Well, today the dollar is down. But
it's been up hugely.
But it has been up hugely. And mm-hmm. What that means then is if you invest internationally and your international companies are doing well and going up in value, when you translate that back into U.S. dollars, it reduces your gain
mm-hmm.
because the dollar buys more and the foreign companies' dollars, which they don't have, buy less, if that makes sense. You have to think about it.
Yeah, you do. And the other thing, too, is a lot of people don't like investing in dull, boring companies, whether they're European companies or other ones around the world or U.S. companies. It's just boring, boring, boring. But I'll tell you what, and I'm not making a recommendation to everybody out there with this, but if you look at all the statistics on what's been happening, those companies that pay you some sort of a dividend, and they're really old, boring companies, not going away tomorrow kind of companies, it may be boring, but money sliding in every month or every 3 months or whatever it may be, hey, that is still worth something. That is still worth something.
And that's one of the points in the article. Yeah. It does make the point that there are particular sectors that even if the corporate earnings are down or the particular sector's not doing well, they may still be paying a very nice dividend. Mm-hmm. And if you're one of those investors who invest for income, that can be very, very nice. You just have to be careful that the dividends don't get cut, which happens periodically, and that is happening in some areas of the economy now where mm-hmm. dividends are being cut. And if you're an income investor, you need to pay attention to that.
Yeah. So, again, how you blend things together, your what we call asset allocation, is more important now than it has been in a while. There are times when if the markets are great and stocks are all going up and everybody's happy, fine. You can usually tilt, and we do see this. We see a lot of folks individually tilt what they're investing in more toward growth and the stock market per se, and even in smaller companies that grow very rapidly. So you end up being kind of out of whack with where you should be in your alignment, your asset allocation. So when things don't go your way, they can really mess you up. So again, having a game plan and not just watching every single day and trying to trim off something from one holding and add it to something else and going through all these gyrations, unless you got the time and the temperament for that, you really need to think about just having a game plan. I always say don't ever put all of your money into stock investments or bond investments, those kind of things. You need to be diversified among a lot of different things, and that's the whole idea.
Well, I think the important point about that is that if you have a portfolio that's well diversified like that, you may have particular portions of your portfolio that are down, and maybe they're down a lot. But your whole portfolio is not down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't diversified, you'd be down a lot. But if you're diversified, you may be down a little. But if these are good sectors and good companies, eventually they will come back, and your portfolio will look even better. And, you know, the truth is that when a portion of your portfolio is down a lot, it may look like your returns aren't what they should be. But in reality, your portfolio is performing exactly like it's supposed to.
Yeah. In fact, we were just looking at somebody's data this morning on our way before we came into the office. And, you know, if you get one statement and it shows a couple of things are off and you're like, oh, my gosh. But when you look at your overall performance of everything that's in there, I mean, this individual was doing pretty darn well. And so, again, you know, it's how you are blended together And don't look at day-to-day or month-to-month returns, you know, because you will go crazy, because not everything's going to be up all at the same time. So do you also, like I visited with somebody the other day, just basically put all your money in something that's going to give you a very low return, and you will be negative compared to overall inflation? That's a big price to pay as well. So there is a medium point in here, and that's what our job is.
Well, it is important to understand that those things, what it means is that money buys less.
Yep. There you go.
Bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. So what else? How else can you look at some things? Well, we're going to divulge a couple of things here that we've been doing for some clients here, and maybe something to at least consider. So we'll talk about that, taking out some of the volatility in your portfolios, whether it's stocks, bonds, IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds, you name it. How do you remove some of the sting from your portfolio when things don't go the right direction? So we'll talk about that, what your possibilities might be, at least to consider, right here on the Money Makeover Show. You got a question? Great. We'll answer it while the commercials are playing. If you're shy, great time to call us. Your voice will not be on the air. We'll be the only ones talking together. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just going to sit at the dock of a bay.
Times are tough in Brenham right now. It's time for all Brenhamites to support the community by buying local at local merchants. Shopping out of town or online doesn't help the local economy. And when you support local businesses, they in turn can hire more staff and help keep the unemployment down in the area. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors, and they need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. Happy holidays from your local automobile dealership, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac.
This Christmas, why not give a gift from the heart? One that will be cherished for years to come and can be passed down from one generation to the next. A gift that will be as memorable in 5 years as it was the day that special someone received it. And what is this perfect gift, you ask? Well, it's a Case pocket knife, of course. But it's more than just a knife. It's a case. Case knives have been handcrafted right here in the good old USA by some of the finest artisans around. And right now, for a limited time, get a 10% discount and a $5 rebate on any in-stock Case knife. And Overall Lumber and Hardware has the largest selection in Texas with over 1,100 knives to select from. So make your next shopping trip your last. Stop in Overall Lumber Company in Somerville today and see the fine assortment of Case knives. With so many colors and styles to choose from, you may even want to pick one up for yourself. Christmas Case and cash back. What more could you ask for? Well, other than the address, of course. Overall Lumber Company, Highway 36 in Somerville. They're proud to be your local Case knife destination.
It's time. You aren't looking forward to it, but you can't put it off any longer. You need to have your house painted. You have two choices. You can hire someone to slap some paint over the existing coat, or you can hire Integrity Works. Integrity Works will pressure wash your home, repair rotten wood or siding, can replace doors or windows if needed, all so that your new paint job will last. Just call 979-251-7972 for your free estimate, or visit their website at integrityworks.info. Serving Washington County and surrounding counties since 2005. Integrity Works, more than just painting.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, go team!
Don't let those machines sit idle this winter without protecting them for the next season. Whether it's a mower or a combine, bring it to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and have them put it through a winter inspection. Don't let your spring catch you off guard with constant downtime and repairs because your equipment's not ready. Gain peace of mind knowing that your equipment will be ready to work for you next spring. For more information, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer nearest you, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Gazebo Terrace Skill Care and Rehabilitation is proud to announce the addition of their second unit for dementia residents and residents who wander. Residents at Gazebo Terrace are well cared for by a professional-friendly staff. They offer both short-term convalescence and long-term nursing care, and now a new secured unit so you can rest assured your loved one is safe and cared for. Call Gazebo Terrace Skill Care and Rehabilitation today at 979-830-7100 or visit them online at gazeboterracecare.com. Care, comfort, commitment is their promise to you.
The mornings are getting colder, and Buccaneer Food Store can start your day off right with a build-your-own breakfast taco, authentic Czech kolache, or a warm pig in a blanket. Their breakfast items are made fresh daily, so as the morning gets colder, here's what you do. For the rest of December, buy a breakfast item and get a medium coffee or cappuccino for whatever KWHI says the temperature is at 6 a.m. If it's 36 degrees, so is the price for a medium coffee or cappuccino. So let it get cold and start the day off right at Buccaneer Food Store, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
One of the songs that was not played at the wedding on Saturday.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Everybody smiles. It makes people smile to do the chicken dance.
And we did. Well, we did get the Cotton Eye Joe. We
Cotton
did
Eye
do
Joe.
That. And again, our congratulations to Brent and Lainey Neal, who are on their honeymoon now this week. So good for them.
Yep,
starting their lives together. Mm-hmm. And by the way, never too late to start your investing life on the right footing. Oh, wow. What a segue. Okay. By coming in and sitting down with us for the free review, a totally non-invasive kind of a deal. And you can come in, bring whatever's on your mind. If you got old contracts for annuities and life insurance and your 401k, IRA, 403b statements, brokerage statements, just a rundown. I had a lady who came by the other day, and she had every facet of her life mapped out. I mean, she was a whiz with all this stuff. Most people would not be that that disciplined as she is, and I'm very happy for her that she really actually enjoys that whole process, and she knows where every single penny is and what's going on, and she's done a very good job of things. Probably a couple of things I would suggest, but basically on track to doing a really nice job for herself. So again, when you come in and you look really great on everything, we say you look really great on everything you're doing. If there are ideas or you have questions about doing something differently, or could I do something differently? Can I turn something into something else that would be more stable, less volatile? I'd still be able to get some returns. Lots of different ways to do things, and we can talk about that with you as well. Here's our number again for the office if you want to come by. 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Now, Jamie and I were talking during the break about something we've been doing. Actually, we've been doing a lot of this over the last few months especially. And it's a fairly new way of doing this. But the bottom line is you can buffer the downside on some of your portfolio with something that still gives you access to your funds in there. So how does this work?
Well, the financial markets listen to the public. And one of the concerns recently with the general investing public has been the volatility that they've seen in the markets, and they're concerned about it. And so what the financial markets and the financial product providers do is they put their smart people to work, and they try to come up with products to satisfy that. And there are some financial products available now that can control some of the volatility in your portfolio. It's probably not a good idea to have everything in it, because we talk about a lot about being well diversified. But there are financial products out there that will limit your downside loss. For example, one of the products that comes to mind is if there's a 10% drop in the markets, you don't lose any portfolio value in that product.
So the market goes down 10%.
You still have the same amount of money.
And you don't go down there.
That's okay. Right. If it goes down 11%, then you have a 1% loss.
Hmm.
But like most things, there's give and take.
Sure.
Because what they're going to do in return for that is they're going to limit the upside. And so, for example, if the upside is limited to 20% and the market goes up 30%, you only make 20. That's just an example, but that's mm-hmm. the way that it would work. There are annuity products like that. So one of the advantages of having an annuity do that is the fact that any gains would be tax deferred. And some of them are structured in such a way that surrender charges do not occur. If you have a one-year product, there would be no surrender charges. So there's a lot of different products out there. A lot of companies are doing it. And so if you know, that's an example of why you should come in for that free review, because the markets are constantly changing. The products that are available are constantly changing. The companies are coming up with products to try and make it easier for you to satisfy what your desires are.
Well, and I think that this was, it's interesting to me that it took so long to actually come up with this particular thing you're talking about, because there are a lot of people who don't want to tie up their money for 4 years, 5 years, 8 years in something, and it may just not be the right thing for them, but they would do maybe a one-year kind of thing with some possible windows of still taking out some of the money if they absolutely had to. Bottom line is there are a lot of new things out there or things that have been coming online over the past several years. They're not always right for everybody. The big thing is it suitable for you as whatever your particular individual situation is? So again, there are things out there you probably have not heard about, you don't even know about. And again, that's another reason why you're welcome to come by and at least check it out. Find out if it's something that makes sense for you.
Now, if you're concerned about volatility, there's things that you need to explore that are new in the marketplace. So as we've talked about before, you shouldn't stick your head in the sand and say there's nothing I can do about it, because there may be something that you can do. And again, their free review is a good opportunity to see if maybe there's something out there that does what you would like to have happen. And if you don't come in, you may not know about it.
There you go. So the door is open. The red carpet is rolled out just for you. If you want to come by and do the free review between now and the end of the year, glad to have you. Here's our number. You can call Sharon. Tell her you want to come by. We'll come up with a time on our calendar that will fit with yours. And here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Or you can go by our website, shoot us an email on there, and we'll be glad to go that way and set up our calendar.
At moneymakeoverteam.com. In the meantime, thanks for listening. We're going to see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.